some thoughts and tunes, a 5-minute package called Moments of Melody. Everybody but Sam signed up for a pension plan, calling for a small employee contribution. The firm was paying nearly the full amount, and they needed all of the employees to make it possible. Unless Sam signed up, why, the deal was off. His fellow workers begged with him, they threatened, but to no avail. Sam claimed that the plan would never pay off. And so one day the president called Sam to his office. "Sam," he said, "here's a copy of the plan. Here's a pen. I want you to sign the papers. If you don't, you're fired." Sam signed promptly. "Now," said the president, "will you tell me why you couldn't have signed it before?" "Well, Mr. Green," replied Sam, "you're the first person who explained it clearly." "Well, there's a need for having things explained clearly. Sometimes it's the problem of the explainer, sometimes the listener. You know, the Bible is very clear about many things. Listen carefully to the verses that we'll be reading in a few moments. They're important."
We need the sunshine to warm a summer breeze. We need the showers for thirsty flowers and trees. We need a little rest and labor, the love of friend and neighbor. But there's one thing we need far more than these. Above all else, thou wilt need Jesus. While shadows fall and hopes grow dim, He is the best of earth's possessions. Above all else, the world needs Him. For He can lift a soul from dark despair, save from sin and answer prayer. There is not another friend like Jesus.
Yes, above all else, the world needs Jesus. From Romans chapter 4 we read, "For the Scriptures tell us Abraham believed God, and that is why God canceled his sins and declared him just and righteous. But didn't he earn his right to heaven by all the good things he did? No, for being saved is a gift. If a person could earn it by being good, then it wouldn't be free, but it is. It's given to those who do not work for it. For God declares sinners to be good in His sight if they have faith in Christ to save them from God's wrath." We marvel at the simplicity of God's plan. It's so simple, some people stumble at its simplicity. We are sinners. The Lord Jesus is a Savior. Above all else, the world needs Jesus. Not our works, but the work He has done on the cross for us. He said, "It is finished." "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." No wonder the man in the Psalms wrote, "O Lord, You are so good and kind, so ready to forgive."